University Broadcast Studio. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Wow. Hey, Jack Brewer, coming up a little bit later on Talking Football, former NFL great. Looking forward to talking to him. Caleb and Avery, I have to tell you guys about tomorrow's show. We normally don't like to promote a lot of the things that happen because you never know when something might pop up and a guest has to cancel. But tomorrow's program... Are you ready for the guest list, fellas?
I'm ready.
Governor Kristi Noem from South Dakota. She's a rock star.
Always fun.
And our good friend, the Duck Commander, Phil Robertson.
Super excited for that.
And Ted Nugent.
Oh, yes.
Really solid lineup.
Folks, I'm telling you. You know why, guys? The show, this is, people like it that we can talk about the issues. We can talk about the big stories of the day, but we can still crack up, have a good time, share a few laughs.
Was it still July when we had, wasn't it earlier this month that we had Ted Nugent on?
We did. It was just a couple of weeks ago.
We're getting a double dose of Nugent?
We're getting a double dose of the Nuge. I mean, we got to be living right. I mean, this is good stuff. So anyway, all that to say, tomorrow it's going to be a lot of fun. And we've got some other great guests coming up later in the week as well, just to sort of help us make it through this time, folks. I mean, it's really crazy out there. Hey, look, I want to go. We're going to take a couple of calls here. This is sort of an open line segment. We purposely left it open so we could take your calls. 844-747-8868. Let's go to our good friend, Pastor John in Ohio. Pastor, how's it going?
It's going great, Todd. First of all, I'm going to give you some serious relief. I will not tell you a bad dad joke today, but it's coming. I just wanted to warn
you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay. Anyhow, I just had a question for you, and I want to hang up and listen for your response because it's really been weighing on me a lot. Since this COVID pandemic broke out, I've noticed the churches have been thriving overseas. They've been growing by leaps and bounds. I mean, it's just really amazing seeing the Holy Spirit work. But as of late, and this, you know, you mentioned the Southern Baptist Convention and some other churches, it seems like a lot of the pastors, as much as you encourage them, as well as your other caller, your other guests, to encourage them to stand in the gap, it seems like a lot of pastors, now, like I said, I'm just going by what I hear and read about you guys, you know, read on Breitbart and other places. It seems like a lot of these churches as of late, a lot of the pastors have been abandoning the flock. And the flock scattering and the members that have been starving for the word have been dying on the vine. And it's just really gotten to me because a lot of churches could simply go underground, but a lot of these pastors are just hiding and using the excuse of the COVID-19 and quoting Romans 13, but there's a certain line you have to draw about that. And Todd, I want to thank you and your staff and, you know, guys like you, Sebastian Gorka, and Governor Mike Huckabee, because I'll tell you what, if you guys weren't there, a lot of people wouldn't get the truth. So I'm just going to hang up and listen for your answer. God bless you. And until you call Screener, I'm sending him a Toll House cookie because he's doing a great job too. But God bless you, Todd. We love you, brother. We really do.
Well, thank you, Pastor. I appreciate those kind words, but don't feed Avery. Once you feed him, you know, it's kind of like the bears, you know, at the parks. You can't feed the bears because then they keep looking for the cookies. Poor Avery.
I'll still take the cookie, John. Don't listen to Todd. I'll take it.
All right. I am a little, you know what? I'm hard on you. You know why I'm hard on you, Avery? It's just... it's a tough world out there.
Yeah.
We got to toughen you up.
This is the process of building character over here, ladies and gentlemen.
Not everybody's going to give you a Toll House cookie in life.
It's a boy named Sue situation.
Essentially, but with cookies.
Is your middle name Sue?
No, it is not.
Oh, I don't understand. I understand.
There's a Johnny Cash. Todd, do you not know that?
I know the Johnny Cash song,
okay,
A Boy
okay.
Named Sue.
The moral of the story, he named him Sue because, you know, it would toughen him up. which it obviously did because he tracked him down and beat him to a pulp in the street.
Nowadays, though, you know, if you got a country music artist and, you know, he wrote a song called A Boy Named Darlene, that may have a different meaning in today's culture. I'm just saying.
Might be a Lady A song.
Yeah.
You never know. You never know. I'm not even sure where this conversation is going. Let's go to North Carolina, though. Mike is calling in, listening to us on The Talk Station. Oh, that's a great radio station. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. I talked to Avery, and I said, I've got a joke, and then I want to talk about the mega churches, but the joke is kind of his and Caleb's expense, but I said, you can throw it right back at me. I can take it. But it's a clean joke. But I remember listening like a week ago, and maybe 2 weeks, and you guys were talking about how Avery and Caleb, their skin was so white. When they go to the beach, they get sunburnt, and they're really white. And Caleb had said something about he could look like a guppy, heart beating, when he saw Caleb without a shirt on, or Avery. But I wanted to say, we got this saying in North Carolina, because it's on the coast, the fish belly white. And if you've ever caught a saltwater fish, their bellies are really white, most of them. And so I wanted to know if both Avery, the fish belly white, I want to know if both Avery and Caleb had fish belly white privilege. I thought it was funny, but fish belly white privilege because they're so raw.
Guys,
non-pigmented.
Non-pigmented? Are you guys non-pigmented? That's a great line right there. I love it. All right. Look, you know what? I think that's terrific. I like fish belly white and non-pigmented. Did we lose them?
Which is the ones that are doing good, I love. But the ones where the preacher or the pastor has a house that's just astronomical in size, maybe those churches can afford to close down for the year because they make so much money and they're going away from God and they're going towards the money.
Now, Mike, hold on just a second. I think we lost you or we had your phone line potted down, so I don't think people heard the first part of it, but you're talking about the mega churches, and not all of them, but some of these mega church pastors have mega size houses and they've got the airplanes and the fancy cars, and it sounds like you've got a problem with that. Do we have, you know what, we'll try to get Mike back. I think we're having a phone issue there. You know, here's my take on that. I mean, if you are the pastor of a church and you have 50 members, you're probably going to be earning, you know, a small salary. If you are the pastor of a church and you've got, I don't know, a couple of thousand members, yeah, you're probably going to be making more money than the guy with, you know, 50 members in the church. And if you pastor a church that has 30,000, well, you're probably going to be making more than the guy, you know, in the 1,000-member church. All that to say, you have to be a good steward of your money. And if the good Lord has seen fit to bless you with a significant amount of money, you got to be a good steward about it. Do I think preachers ought to be living in $3 million mansions? Yeah, no, probably not. But that's not my call. That's between them and the Lord and their, you know, their church deacons or the personnel committee. That's none of my concern. But I get your point, Mike, and it's a fair point, is that, you know, a lot of that money is going to things that are not advancing the kingdom work, as they say. Hey, look, you know, we're going to do some trivia here, and we're going to take a break. I want to give away, we couldn't do trivia Friday, so we're going to try to work in a couple of questions here. This is for you folks out there who love peppers. What is the hottest pepper in the world? The hottest pepper in the world. Is it the ghost pepper, the Carolina Reaper, or the Trinidad Scorpion Pepper? What? The Trinidad Scorpion Pepper? Avery, did you come up with this question?
Yes, I did.
Dang, that's crazy. Scorpion pepper.
Yeah, there's a lot of other peppers that have weird names.
Okay, the hottest pepper in the world, Carolina Reaper, Ghost Pepper, or the Trinidad Scorpion Pepper. If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Playing a little trivia today. Here's what I want to do. Caleb, I understand we have two callers on the line from Arkansas, both listening to us on KARN, Aaron and Shannon. Can we bring them on together? Is that possible?
Yeah, I think we can manage that.
All right, let's first bring Aaron on. Aaron, how's it going? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you. Turn down your radio. Turn down your radio, Aaron. And I want to bring in Shannon from Whitehall, Arkansas. Hi, Shannon. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Nice to be here. Nice to meet you. Thank you for everything you do, Todd. Been listening to you for a little bit.
Hey, well, I appreciate that, Shannon. And you're on the air with Aaron. And Aaron and Shannon, we're gonna try to win you guys a prize together. So here is the question. We were wanting to know about the hottest pepper in the world. Is it A, the Carolina Reaper, B, the Ghost Pepper, or C, the Trinidad Scorpion Pepper? Guys, on the count of three, is it A, B, or C? All right, one, two, three.
A.
Yes, gentlemen, you know your peppers. Yes, the Carolina Reaper is the hottest pepper in the world. You know, I remember when I was a kid, fellas, my dad used to, we were always in awe because my dad would just take a raw jalapeno pepper, he'd pop that thing down, and we thought that was something, but I'm not sure he could handle the Carolina Reaper.
No, I've had one. You can only eat like a sliver of it, and it's very, very hot.
Oh, is that right? So you've had one of these things?
Yes, sir. We are pepper connoisseurs.
My goodness. All right. Wow. Well done, fellas. We're going to put both of you on hold, and Avery's going to get your info, and we're going to send you a nice prize in the mail. So thanks for playing trivia. You know, we are going to throw another question out there. This is a good question. All right. Here we go. What was Walt Disney's first successful full-length animated film? You know, a lot of people think it was Mickey Mouse, but it wasn't Mickey Mouse. The Walt Disney's first successful full-length animated film, was it Sleeping Beauty, was it Toy Story, or was it Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs? So Walt Disney's first successful full-length animated film. So if you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Avery, these are good questions. I know he's busy getting addresses and everything, but we'll chat with him a little bit later. Coming up after the bottom of the hour news break, and by the way, we are monitoring the hearing up on Capitol Hill, the Attorney General holding his own as he is responding to all sorts of questions. So far, and we've been bringing you the news nuggets here, but I think the biggest is that the Justice Department is investigating former Obama administration officials who were responsible for unmasking General Flynn, Mike Flynn. So that is a big, big story coming out of today's hearing. But coming up after the bottom of the hour news, we're going to be talking football with Jack Brewer. He played for a number of teams with the Minnesota Vikings, New York Giants, the Eagles, I believe. And he is pretty fired up about what's happening right now in the National Football League, as many of these teams are going woke. And my contention is the woker a team goes, the broker that team is going to be. I just don't see fans supporting this nonsense. I really don't. And Caleb, I know you guys there in Georgia getting ready to go back to the gridiron with high school football. We had the governor of Tennessee on in the last hour of the show, and you heard that he was noncommittal on whether or not we're going to see college football this fall.
Yeah, honestly, college football sounds the shakiest of everything right now, which is kind of interesting to me. But yeah, high school football and the NFL, at least here in Georgia, both seem like they're ready to go. In fact, the Falcons just announced that they would allow up to 20,000 people actually in the stands, which is the first I've heard of any sports team in Georgia saying outright they would allow people in the stands.
Is that right? What was it? One of the college teams, I think it was Michigan, where you had a bunch of the players come down with the China virus.
Yeah, that might have been earlier this year. You just had the Miami Marlins in baseball. I think 14 people in the organization tested positive this weekend.
And they canceled some games, leading some people to speculate if they're going to actually be able to have a season.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough situation, but, I mean, my attitude is get them on the field and we'll sort out the problems as they come. You know what I mean?
It's tough. So, I mean, there are a couple of big issues. Number one, are you going to have a season? And number two, is that season going to be saluting social justice? And I think that's why people are so anxious for the college players to get back out there, because by and large, there's not a lot of politics in college football, certainly not as much as there is now in the NFL.
No, not even close. And, you know, college football has still been pretty straightforward. I mean, there's been some more autonomy given to players over the last couple of years, but still not the degree that you have in the NFL, and not nearly the amount of political grandstanding either.
Yeah, so this is going to be pretty fascinating. And, of course, we will watch those developments. And we'll ask Jack Brewer about this because he's been pretty outspoken. And there have been several other players who have been pretty outspoken about, you know, standing up for the national anthem and standing up for just having fun on the football field. No politics. All right. We've got Maria, who is listening to us, who wants to try her hand at trivia. Hi, Maria. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Maria. You're on the air. So here's the question. What was Walt Disney's first successful full-length animated film? Was it Sleeping Beauty, Toy Story, or Snow White and the Seven Little People?
I think it was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
It was. Wow, Maria, you answer that question a lickety split. Congratulations. We are going to hook you up with a great prize package of Avery's choosing, and we will get that off to you. So thanks for playing trivia. So Avery came up with that question, and Avery, I'm kind of concerned that you used some politically incorrect language there that I inadvertently read on the air.
Sorry about that. Also, but a fun fact about Toy Story, that's actually the first ever full-length 3D animated film ever.
Ah, does it have little people in it?
Yes, it does. They're toys.
No, like little people. Like
yeah, Woody was like less than a foot tall.
Also, Andy, the kid, is in it. He's pretty short as well. So.
Really? Well, okay. I mean, but they would grow up.
He was
up,
also right? Like 8 years old.
Typically, 8-year-olds are small people. But not dwarves. All right, little people. Snow White and the Seven Little People. Hey, congratulations, Maria. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Waiting for Jack Brewer to... But you never know what... You know, radio, it's kind of fluid, so you never know what's going to happen. It's live radio. We operate without a net. What can you do? Hey, look, we're going to throw out another trivia question here, and I want to tell you about a terrific new movie that I watched last night. Just absolutely incredible. Here is the trivia question. The Hershey Company, love their product. It's very delicious. The Hershey Company was founded in which American state? The Hershey Company. Where was the Hershey Company founded? If you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Saw a movie last night, and you will be hearing more about this movie in the coming days. It's on Amazon Prime, and it was going to be in the movie theaters, but with you know, the China virus, things change. It's called Man in the Arena. It is an amazing documentary about my former boss, Roger Ailes, at Fox News Channel, the man who created Fox News Channel and the man who gave people like you and me a voice in journalism and broadcasting. And what a lot of people were not aware, and I certainly was not aware, that Roger kept an audio journal throughout his life. So he would turn on the tape recorder. He would record a few thoughts and remarks about whatever was happening in that day. And so the documentary is actually narrated by John Voight and Roger Ailes. It's unbelievable. And it is a very well done documentary. And I would encourage you to watch this. It'll give you some incredible insight into American politics, American broadcasting and culture. And honestly, it will help you understand why we're doing what we're doing on this radio show every single day that we are blessed to be on the air. You know, when I came to work at Fox News, I'll never forget the day I walked into the beautiful tower on 6th Avenue at 47th Street in Midtown Manhattan. And here was a guy, grew up and born and raised in the South. Never had any aspirations of going to New York City, but that's where I ended up, and had the honor to work at Fox News Channel for nearly 15 years. Had a wonderful time there, met some beautiful people, and it was a life-changing experience for me. But one of the things I realized early on, one of the reasons why I love Fox News, is because they told stories that the rest of the country would not talk about. They covered news that really mattered to people, people like you and me, people of faith, and they gave us a fair shake. And you really can't ask for much more than that. But Roger Ailes, I think, stood up for a lot of people. And, you know, he took a lot of bullets for us and for the positions that he held. And I had the opportunity to have dinner with him. And one evening invited me to the house just north of New York City, and had a wonderful meal with Roger and his wife, Beth, who's just a delightful human being and just so compassionate and kind-hearted. And it was just amazing for me to be able to sit and listen to him talk and tell the stories about Fox and the incredible things that that he was able to see in his lifetime. And my takeaway from that experience, and it was one of those moments where you just enjoy a delicious meal and you sit down and you hear the stories and you just listen. And for me, the takeaway, and one of the things that Roger, he was always interested in the stories I was working on, because he really did care a lot about God and country, family, faith, those kinds of values. Those were important to him. And yeah, the documentary covers a lot of the bad stuff towards the end. But you know what? He's not a perfect man. None of us are perfect. We're all sinners, saved by grace. But he is a good man. And he did a lot for this country, in my estimation. And so I would encourage you to watch this documentary. It is fascinating, fascinating, called Man in the Arena. And we'll be talking more about this. I think we're going to try to get the director on, some of the folks involved in the project. But I would encourage you to watch that amazing film. Amazon Prime, you can download it. One of the best documentaries I've ever seen. Got a message from one of our listeners out in Maryland. I'm not going to tell you her first name or her last name, but she sent me a message, and I said, well, you got to send me a message. But I want to ask you a question. Your iPhone, your smartphone, whatever kind of phone you use, do you Do you have a tracker, a COVID-19 tracker on your phone? Now, this caller from Maryland said that she found a COVID-19 tracker downloaded onto her phone today. She says it was under her settings and it was not turned on. And she wanted to know, how the heck did it get there? Because she did not download this device. And you know, the health departments are talking about how they're able to track all of us who have the, or, you know, for track people who have the China virus. So I said, well, I've never heard of this. Can you send me a screenshot? And she did. And sure enough, there on her iPhone, her smartphone, in her settings is a COVID-19 exposure notification. She says it just appeared on her phone. She says she never downloaded it. And she said several of her friends say they have it too. She says in Google, it's under the Google settings. So I'm wondering, have you seen something like this on your phone? And if so, we want to hear from you. That's crazy. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones real quick. Jamie, listening to us in Arkansas on KARN. Hi, Jamie. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. All right, Jamie, are you a big chocolate fan?
Love chocolate.
I love the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I do, too.
Woo! My goodness. Give me a nice ice cold glass of milk and some Reese's peanut butter cups. I could do some damage, Jamie. Could do some damage. All right.
Good to me.
Here's the question, Jamie. The Hershey Company founded in which American state?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Hershey, Pennsylvania. The company founded by Mr. Hershey himself back in 1894. And it's a, they say, I've never been, Jamie, but they say you can smell the town before you get to it.
And that'd be great to live in that town, Finn.
Oh, could you imagine just waking up to the smell of chocolate every day?
I could.
Well, I just think that's terrific. The prize package, Jamie, does not include chocolate. I wish it did, but we're going to send you a signed copy of my of one of my books, and we're going to get that off to you. So hang tight, and our beloved call screener Avery will get that to you. So, all right. Saw a documentary about Mr. Hershey. There was what was this? Caleb, it was a great film. It was about three or four different American innovators or inventors. And the guy who created Heinz ketchup, they told his story, and the guy who created the Hershey Company. And it was just fascinating to hear the backstory of how, you know, they started their companies, and many of the guys went bankrupt. They had incredible failures and losses in life, and yet they were able to create these products that still exist today.
Up until you said the Heinz ketchup, I thought maybe you were talking about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, no. And don't they have the little Oompa Loompas there?
Right.
Is that the one with the Oompa Loompas?
Yeah.
Are those little people or the...
Vertically challenged.
Vertically challenged. You know, we're trying to be woke on this radio program, and it's hard. You know, it really is hard to be woke.
But midgets to the layperson.
You can't say midgets. I don't think you could say that word. All right, look, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to play some more trivia. Memphis-born singer Justin Timberlake was the former lead singer of which famous boy band? Justin Timberlake, hometown guy. A lot of people think it was just Elvis. No, we got Timberlake here. Justin Timberlake, the former lead singer of which famous boy band? Is Avery? Hey, Avery, do you know the answer to this question?
I don't know if he does or not. He's actually lining up our contestants right now. So,
geez, Lou. All right. So if you know the answer, give us a call, 844-747-8868. More trivia coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. This is sort of crazy. We had a one of our listeners sent us a note on the Facebook page saying that she noticed that there was a COVID-19 tracker on her smartphone. And she said, Todd, I don't know anything about this. So we just got another message from another listener who said, and they sent us a screenshot as well, Todd, the COVID-19 tracker is on the iOS update. That's for you iPhone users. Go to Settings, Privacy, Health. Settings, Privacy, Health. It will be the first thing that pops up. Oh, this is crazy stuff here. So you might want to go ahead and check your smartphone to see this thing is downloading, and you may not even know you have it on your phone, like this caller from or this listener from Maryland.
Yeah, just check mine. It's on there. It's turned
off.
You
got it on there too, Caleb.
Yeah, it's turned off, but it's on there.
Did you have any idea that it was on your phone?
Nope.
Very odd. Very odd. Jake writes in from North Carolina, one of our listeners on the talk station, and says, Todd, I'll tell you, that COVID-19 tracker on her phone was an update pushed out by Android and Apple when all of this started. This is creepy, folks. But this is how they are tracking us. This is unbelievable. Hey, let's go to the phones. Fred from Scott, Arkansas, and listening to us on KARN. Fred, I'm just stunned. I had no idea this was going on.
Yeah.
So, hello? Fred, do you have? Yeah, Fred, you're on the air.
Oh, it's Lee, but that's okay. Yeah, so I was talking about, I was just going to say what they did about the iOS update. And a lot of people on Apple, I'm not familiar with Android, they have the automatic update. So that's what happened to me and how I got it on my phone. And I don't think it's right, that they can just, we should have some prior knowledge to that, instead of them just saying, oh, let's just squeeze this in an automatic update that, I thought just did my apps and stuff.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm probably guilty as charged here. Normally, I just go through the updates without paying attention, but I guess the lesson here is you better pay attention to what's being updated and downloaded onto your smartphone.
Yes, and I also wanted to touch on the show that you were talking about that you watch on the History Channel, The Foods That Built America is the name of it.
That's it. That's it. Yes.
That was awesome. Those guys were, like you were talking about the struggles they went through. But when you had Rockefellers and them doing the banking and all the coal, they were right there going through the same stuff with the food. And who would have thought today that it would be what it is?
It was just absolutely fascinating, Lee. And thank you for sharing the name of that, The Foods That Built America. Just amazing stories. You talk about hardship. Going through a difficult time. Yeah, those guys knew what that was all about. And you know what? They persevered. There was nothing about privilege. These guys were dirt poor on their last pennies when they got the American dream. So, Lee, thanks for the call. All right. Now, I understand we do have Fred. Fred, you are on the air from Arkansas. What's going on?
Not much, Todd. I'm glad to talk with you today. Hey, that update has been on that phone for probably about a month. And I'm going to add additional comment to that. In order for that tracker to work, you have to actually go into the settings and let the phone know that you have the COVID virus. And the only way that it's going to notify another user that has the tracker on their phone that you have the virus is if you have your Bluetooth on your phone turned on. It is designed so that when you come in contact with someone else who has Bluetooth on their phone turned on, that it notifies their phone that they are in the proximity of someone who has the COVID virus.
Fascinating. I suspect, Fred, that a lot of people, just like me, you don't pay attention. You got the updates, and you go on with your life, and you have no idea this kind of stuff is being downloaded onto your phone.
That is correct.
But you're telling us as long as you don't turn it on, you should be okay. Is that about right?
That is That is correct. As long as you do not go in and notify your phone that you have been diagnosed with the virus, you should never send a message out to another phone that you have been diagnosed. So the tracker really is irrelevant to the equation unless you go in and you notify that application that you have been diagnosed with the virus.
Wow, that's fascinating. Just absolutely fascinating. All right. Well, Fred, thanks for bringing us up to speed on this. And again, it's a shocker for a lot of folks. I guess if you're just minding your own business and one day you're like, well, wait a second. Where did this come from? So crazy. All right. Well, Fred, thank you for the update there. And we appreciate the info. All right. I think we have somebody that wants to try their hand at the trivia. So let's go to Arizona. Jory is on the line. Hi, Jory. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Jory, doing good. Didn't realize that the government was tracking me through my cell phone, but otherwise doing pretty good. All right, here's the question. Memphis-born Justin Timberlake, the former lead singer of which famous boy band?
I think it was NSYNC.
You think it was NSYNC? Are you sure NSYNC. It was NSYNC? All right. She's serious.
That's my son's generation, not mine. NSYNC.
All right. Yeah, you know what? Good for you, Jory. That is correct. NSYNC. Is that the guy that brought Sexy back? Is that the same singer? Yeah, I'm being told it is. All right. Well, okay. It's not my cup of tea, but whatever. Hey, Jory, congratulations. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get you a prize out in the mail today. You know, I just kind of felt like doing trivia. You know, most of the big news is happening up on Capitol Hill, and we're going to rehash that tomorrow as we sort of analyze what happened with the Attorney General as he has to deal with these lunatic Democrats up there. And people are very upset because, you know, some of the lawmakers are not wearing the face masks. What are you going to do? So, look, tomorrow, great show. The Nuge is here, Ted Nugent. Also, Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty is going to be here. Governor Kristi Noem from South Dakota. Plus your calls. It's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow, so you got to stick around. By the way, if you haven't already done so, go to our website and subscribe to our free podcast. We have a free podcast. We got the free newsletter. We provide all of the news and information that you need. ToddStarnes.com. And folks, tomorrow, invite somebody to check out the show. Call a friend, call a neighbor, call a loved one. We got to get out of here. Been a great day. We're going to do it all over again tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody.